I'm AI News, and today I'm going to introduce you to several new humanoid robots, with some costing as little as $5,500. But first, I have to show you these five new tech advances that NVIDIA's Groot AI just demoed at GTC 2025, using multiple robots, and how fast they've made this progress, starting with number five. NVIDIA's Isaac Groot N1. This is a foundation model for humanoid robots building on 2024's Project Groot. See, back in GTC 2024, Project Groot focused on robots learning from human demos and language for basic skill. But now, in 2025, Groot N1 introduces a dual system design featuring slow reasoning for planning, but fast execution for its precision. And that brings us to tech advance number four, which is that Groot's N1 is now open sourced. See, in 2024, Project Groot was NVIDIA led with partners like Boston Dynamics showing their closed setups. But now in 2025, anyone can use it because at GTC, they opened up access to all startups, researchers, and companies to adapt Groot N1 for their own factories, healthcare, and home environments. Number three, the addition of Mega to NVIDIA's tool within Omniverse. See, while GTC 2024 owned individual robot training with Isaac Lab, Mega scales it up, testing fleets of robots together. Like in a virtual Blackwell factory where humanoids coordinate and adapt in real time, or Schaeffler and Accenture used Mega to test Agility Robotics digit fleets for material handling, and Pegatron used it for their Metropolis video analytics to enhance factory safety. And what's even more important is that this addition of Mega shows NVIDIA is aiming for larger scale deployments of humanoid robots. And these robots are now much faster as a result, thanks to tech advance number two, Isaac Groot Blueprint. See, with Blueprint, unlike 2024's slower data methods, it now uses Omniverse and Cosmos to generate 780,000 synthetic motion trajectories in just 11 hours, which boosts Groot's N1's performance by 40%. And Hyanda is already simulating Atlas robots on their assembly lines using Blueprint. Plus, Mercedes-Benz is optimizing its Apollo robots in their vehicle assembly lines. And NVIDIA has released these training datasets for Groot N1 on platforms like Hugging Face, completely open source for everyone to use for worldwide development. And all of this tech is combined thanks to tech advance number one, NVIDIA's Newton Physics Engine, which is a new open source physics engine built in collaboration with Google's DeepMind and Disney's research. Unlike 2024's general simulation tools, Newton's designed for robotics, handling fine-grained dynamics and tactile feedback in super real time. This brings us to these humanoid robot updates coming out of China right now, starting with the Dubot humanoid robot. For dexterous manipulation, this thing features 28 degrees of freedom with 0.05 millimeters of precision, meaning that the robot can pick up something as small as a cherry without any problem at all. Then there's its straight knee walking setup, which saves up to 42% of its energy. And it walks with a relatively natural gait across all kinds of surfaces, whether it's a cluttered factory or a rough patch in a forest. And as for this robot's hardware, it's running on edge computing with its Robot Operator Model 1, which gives it 7.7 times the usual brain power to handle real-life chaos like a champ. And as for the Dubot's release, it's still undetermined when it will begin selling and for what price, but there's another humanoid robot that's going even further with flips and much more. This is the Noatix N2, featuring AI computing power of 40 tera operations per second, power consumption of 15 watts, and video memory of 8 gigabytes, all thanks to its onboard NVIDIA Jetson. And when it comes to hardware, it features two depth cameras for accurate 3D visual perception, plus 18 degrees of freedom throughout its body using pure electric drive, and 120 newton meters of power for a maximum speed of 3.2 meters per second, allowing this robot to walk with a natural anthropomorphic gait using deep reinforcement learning and autonomous obstacle avoidance, road adaptation, dynamic anti-interference, and much more. And as for the robot size, it stands 110 centimeters tall and weighs 20 kilograms, giving it a light form factor to fit into small, tight spaces that even humans may not be able to address. But another brand new humanoid robot demo was also released from Kepler. This is the K2 humanoid robot standing at 178 centimeters and weighing 85 kilograms. This comes with a total of 52 degrees of freedom throughout its entire body, with 12 degrees of freedom in ultra-dextrous hands and the remaining 40 throughout the remaining limbs. And it can handle uneven terrains, dodge obstacles, and even lift heavy objects, as well as chat with humans. It even features extremely precise hand-eye coordination, and it moves extremely realistically with planetary roller screws and rotary actuators to give it extremely realistic human-like smoothness and precision. But the Kepler K2's nebula system is actually what's responsible for its four main cognitive jobs, first of which is spotting things in the real world using its visual recognition. Second is mapping its surroundings with visual SLAM, or simultaneous localization and mapping. Third is chatting through its multimodal interaction. And finally, fourth is nailing its hand-eye coordination. And Kepler is going to the next level by pairing its cloud-based multimodal large language model with a smaller, fast-response, industry-specific model right within the robot. Plus, they've rolled out their Kepler open-source system, which is a global developer platform that syncs up with multiple robots, and it offers online tools for coding and debugging, which allows other developers to use this Nebula cognitive system. And finally, there's Engine AI, which just released a new video of its PM01 robot doing some insane dance moves. Some people don't even know whether or not this is real. Make sure to comment down below what you think. This robot is 138 centimeters tall, weighs 40 kilograms, and has 23 degrees of freedom, with 5 in each arm and 1 in its neck, letting it pull off some moves just like you see here, with 320 degrees of waist twist movement and 330 newton meters of joint torque force. This humanoid robot can walk up to 2 meters per second and features 6 degrees of freedom in its legs, with 3 in its hips and 1 in its knee, 2 in its ankles. As for onboard intelligence and hardware, it features a dual chip setup with the Intel N97 and NVIDIA's Jetson Orin. And it's all powered by a 10,000 milliamp swappable battery that lasts up to 2 hours under use. And the robot is allegedly going to cost just $13,000. But tell me in the comments below whether or not you believe that this PM01 is actually dancing at this level, or if it's just CGI effects. And